PSMCOR, changing our reality. You know, for the most part, we've carried so many things over, you know, from day to day. We call that tradition. We build habit, and then we call it tradition because it's the habit of those that went before us. And here's where the tricky part lies. In that habit that one forms and creates, the one that is allowing that habit to utilize them as a home, that habit, it utilizes that vessel because it's trying to set the tone for generations to come so it can sustain itself as a way of life because it wants to live. But it needs a house to live in. Get where I'm going? Changing our reality helps us to recognize the different houses that make up the influences around us. And I don't want to get too, I guess, ahead of myself, but I want to make sure that we're clear as we go forward. That the podcast that I set out to start is what it really was. It was a start. And it's not like a series of going back and changing and turning and everything else. It's already a path that is set. So anyone that listens to PSMCOR, please remember, you have to follow the path to recognize and understand certain things. You don't just change aspects of what you think. You have to get on the path. Okay, so we have that clear, that some of the things that may be talked about, you might not understand or, excuse me, may seem a bit here or there, but if you look at the whole journey of the different podcasts and the segments and hopefully your life, you put the path together for those who are going to come after you. Because like I was speaking about your habits become traditions. And the habits that you pick up are habits on the way you either appreciated, did not appreciate, respected, or did not respect, have a love for, or did not have love for. You know where I'm going. You were on either side for the traditions that you saw. So your life formulated a system of its own. And it developed habits, opinions, if you will, that directed your steps. And, excuse me, the habits of one becomes the traditions of another. But here's the tricky part that we were leaning toward a little earlier, is that the ones that turn it into tradition, suppose in their minds or in their understanding that the ones that presented that habit or that tradition or that way of thinking to them had done their homework and their research and they were adhering to, everything that they themselves had found out to deliver to them. So you kind of see how you keep doing something every day and someone else admires it from wherever they are in life. And they don't like what they have in life and they're drawn more to what you're offering in life. What I'm presenting to anyone listening to this podcast is that you have to do your homework on what it is that you are presenting to the ones around you, even those that you may think are not listening, because what you are presenting yourself, a living sacrifice, holy, excuse me, and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's a reasonable service of your own to make sure that you're not the one that reject and push against something that you know is, or someone, or a way that you know is the best way to sustain a way of life, or it is best for people to be in peace. You know that, but because it inhibits, or it, again, we'll go back to boundaries. They set boundaries, and I'm taking a sidestep for those who have listened. For boundaries, they said boundaries hold several purposes. Boundaries are both good and bad, so it balances. Boundaries do, they protect, and boundaries keep away from. Boundaries, they guide, and they also imprison. So boundaries that are within a person's life, they can only walk within so much of it. But they should make sure that they don't hate the boundaries that are there protecting them, that they recognize the boundaries that are for protection, and they have listened and experienced enough to understand the difference of a boundary that is protecting them and a boundary that is for their good, instead of a boundary that is to keep them away from a desire or a craving, and not realizing that that craving, it yearns in those that went before them, and that craving yearns in those that came after them. But if we recognize that boundary is there, it's for a reason. And before we go to resist that boundary, let's reason together, as the scripture says, let's reason together. Maybe something that doesn't seem, excuse me one more time. Let me get a drink of water, hold on. Back to what we were saying, you know, sometimes you resist the boundary. You don't want to resist the boundary so much that it's your adventure, and you put the tag on yourself, YOLO, you only live once. And to continue with, when you go on your own adventure, so to speak, because it's right now it's you, or something enticed you, or something inspired, motivated, whatever word you choose to use, because each one of those come from different points of reasoning and different points of understanding. So whatever drew you out there, remember that the message that you're leaving is that it was worth it. But it is your responsibility to recognize those that are going to follow you on that journey or that path, and also give it to those that came behind them or after them, or their children or grandchildren, or those whoever they influence in life. They're going to give it to them, and ultimately it'll become a tradition. But you're the only one that know why you made that move. What it was about the boundaries that were in your life, you see. Because it is those boundaries that you look back at and either appreciate and regret. You regret maybe that you ventured into wherever you find yourself right now, or you regret that you never moved, I would say, on what it was that you thought, and the boundaries became, in your mind and in your eyes, a prison. This is why the boundaries that they set will only create what it is that they are, whoever they may be, are trying to build in their thinking. You see what I'm saying? Their kingdom, their world, and you're a part of it. But God has said to each and every one of us, and including you, create habits of loving your brother, preferring your brother. Bring habits that show your brother that the reason that you love them is not because of any adventure that they went on and rewards that they brought back because of them. No, that has nothing to do with it. That's going to be tempered. So that relationship could never be whole. Why? Because it'll be tempered by the producing of, different moments other than this, just the appreciation of who it is. But God's way was create things that will protect your families, will make sure that everyone eats, make sure that everyone has clothing and housing, things like that. It's not a socialistic adventure, but it's a personal adventure. It's not capitalism. We're not capitalizing on anyone else, but we're making sure that everyone around have all things in common. So we create, over time, a tradition, but that tradition is not the tradition of men, but it is the tradition of God, for it is the will of God. Changing our reality is for all of us. It's not just for one, but it's our responsibility to pay attention because of the habits we're formulating and the drive and remembering that some of the adventures or journeys that you choose to take outside of the boundaries, and please keep up because I'm just having an open conversation as the podcasts normally are, nothing's scripted. But in your life, you choose to take that path, that boundary. That adventure or journey outside of the boundary. A lot of times, you're going to come back with scars if you make it back to where you're safe or in peace or back where you find others that have wisdom to counsel you to get your mind and your heart back to one. When you come back, you always bring back scars and negative and dark experiences, hence Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. You always bring back stories of your adventure, but it may amaze and amuse and alert and bring awareness to others, but for you, it'll always be just that, a dark and whatever place. So sometimes you find yourself allowing the habits that are already existing to continue on because of you have those scars, and most of the time others are aware of your ventures and your journeys and they see those. So you get to the point that you feel, let me eliminate the word feel, you convince yourself, you succumb to the idea that what you've experienced isn't good enough, and that by sharing, others would think that you're trying to hold them back or keep something from them. So you hold it and keep it to yourself. And in doing so, we cheat others who would have if they had the opportunity to know different alternatives, different options, different outcomes other than the one that they're seeing right now, they may have made a different decision when it came to the boundaries. Changing your reality is helping you to review, understand, review. You're looking at them over, the boundaries that are around you. You're reconsidering, and that's the gift of God. That your mind can be shaped, that you may prove, you see. It's not the journey that someone else sets for you, but that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God in your life. Because you've presented your body a living sacrifice. The experiences that you've had in life, the things that have shaped your life, tell the truth about them. Don't tell anyone, you tell the truth. Who do you tell? You tell the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus is the truth, the way and the life. You tell Jesus, you tell, and I'm going to pull it right here for a moment. I'm going to pull it from here for a moment. I'm going to set it to the side for all the wise guys and all those theologians and whatever. People, hermeneutics and people, you know, those perfect. Nah, I don't even want to use that word because I'm not going to antagonize anyone out there. But I want you to understand that any, and we want to use the word consciousness, because that's what society has succumbed to, consciousness. In other words, your awakening or your enlightenment, your way of thinking. So they utilize the tactics of names as if there are spells and oracles, and there are. But they're also leaving out vernacular, the language of the modern people, our understanding. And you say, you're supposed to stop for a minute. We're going to kind of cut out another myth here. It said you're supposed to overstand. You stand over. Well, only God stands over. You govern. You govern. And as you govern, you allow the mind of what's the before you. And people will, you know, and I'm not sidetracking too much from our habits and everything else. I just want to say that when you begin on your journey, be careful of the manipulation of terms, etymologies, letters, genealogies, sacrifices, ceremonies, as they were instructed in scripture. You know, just beware of those. I don't want to go too much in detail and on that on this podcast, because I don't want to sidetrack too much, but just know this, that the truth was only and will always be attributed to one that was bold enough and said, I am the truth. No one comes except by me. So when you tell the truth about your scars, you tell the truth about your views, you talk to the truth sets you, makes you free. Some things he's telling you, keep to yourself until the opportune or the appropriate time. Some of us are still going through conversion processes in life. Whether you're in the beginning of whatever you call your life, or the middle of what you call your life, or you're in the reconstruction of what you call your life. The key thing on that is we all know, because we're all there one way or another. It used to be said that in church it was, you're either going into a storm, in a storm, or coming out of a storm. But somewhere around, a storm is either on the horizon or in the rear view. So enjoy where you are and the peace that God has given you where you are. And look back over your habits. Look back over the things that are weightier in matter. Let's say it that way, versus what you do and don't do. What are weightier in matter that you want to make sure is protected from generation to generation? You know, the warriors are fighting in their fight. The mourners are mourning, the grievers are grieving. Every aspect of the kingdom is operating, and we just have to make sure that we're operating where we're supposed to be operating. There are different ideologies and ways of thinking. But remember, the battle's not yours. Battle belongs to the Lord. And people know where they are. And you know where you are. And recognize the boundaries that are around you. The boundaries they set. When you pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us, all of us, this day, our, all of us, daily bread. Give us. If my people, all of them, which are called by my name, all of them, come unto me, all who labor, all and are heavy laden. But once you come, you tell the truth. What do you tell? You tell the truth. Everything that's on your heart. Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Cast your care on him, for he cared for you. When do you cast those care? When you tell the truth. You tell everybody else, just go tell the truth. It's only one truth. And the truth himself is the Word of God. Go look at yourself in the Word of God and allow the Word of God to change you. But here's the thing. The Word of God speaks to your heart. It speaks to you from where you're speaking to it, where you come face to face with it. You tell the truth. By what? By giving the truth back what the truth gives you. Truth. You see yourself as you are. And that was the prayer that Jesus prayed. Father, make them one as we're one. For us to be one in a state of am. Because he said, wherever I am, there you will be also. You got to be in a state of am. So your reality has to change. And if you're going through right now, pray ye therefore. For the Comforter. He'll lead and guide you into all the truth. And you'll live in that world. Because you'll be right and real with him. And his will be done in your life here on earth. As he washes away your errors. Even though he sees them with his sacrifice, he washes away your errors. And the guilt thereof and the shame thereof. And you begin to see that, wow. Life has changed for you because you're now about his will. Your habits are becoming tradition. Now those that see you are reciprocating what you've put out. What is the scriptural promise on this? You reap what you sow. So you're sowing good seed, you're sowing godly seed, you're sowing seed ordained by God. David in the book of Psalms said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So if you're not sowing good seed, you're sowing ungodly seed. And ultimately, the beauty you see now and an ungodly seed will be short-lived, and it will become the habits and the traditions of future generations. And I hope I didn't venture off too much in this. And take your time if you have to go through it a couple of times, because it's the changing of our reality in the kingdom. The world's changing. People are changing all around you. And there's so much guilt out there, and so much shame, and so much heartache, and so much pain. If you just stay in that reality all the time, it becomes overwhelming. And those who have a conflict with everything not being their way have to remember your energy is appreciated and your fight is applauded in whatever degree that you need to be applauded in. But where are you leading them to, and who are you leading them to? Is it the bondage and the slavery of a system, or is it in the liberty of reaching out to the Almighty God through the liberty that they have been made free, which is bigger than each and every one of us could ever explain? So we want to be clear that life is Let me say it this way. Life's biggest contribution is to keeping those alive around it alive. Life breeds life. And if there's something that will suppress or destroy life, a lack of faith. Faith is the light. Faith connects the cells and everything else of life. People have different renditions of faith and hope and everything else. But when you thinking along the lines of changing your reality, looking at the things that are around you, faith is the inspiration that comes from within, the motivation that comes from without, the determination to make it one more step on your journey, to make it one more step. It's everything that propels you to protect the life you have. And I'm going to stop there. I'm just going to stop there. I don't know how far I'm going to this one. All right, we'll stop there. Habits.